You're listening to Caffeinated Country, featuring veterans of country music, media industry, and providing a unique opportunity for emerging artists to showcase what they've got. Please welcome your host and emerging country artist herself, Tariana Olive.
Oh, I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence doing.
Welcome back to another episode of Caffeinated Country. I'm your host, Tariana Olive. And before we get started, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that I am broadcasting from and to this evening, and pay my respect to elders past and present. Now, I am particularly excited for this episode because we have a huge guest on. He is quite literally someone who has spent pretty much his entire life in the industry, and he is a household name here in Australian country music. So let's find out who it is, because I cannot wait.
Bringing you your country fix tonight is Australia's most loved country music identity and an outback icon. Please welcome Lee Kernaghan.
That is right, we have Lee Kernaghan on the line this evening, celebrating his 30th music anniversary with two special albums, The Very Best of Lee Kernaghan, Three Decades of Hits, and Live at the Denny Ute Muster. Lee, how are you?
Doing good, Tari. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to me. Is it hard to sit back and look at everything you've done and just believe it's real?
Yeah, it does seem a bit surreal. You know, back in the early 90s, I was towing a horse float around with all of my gear in the back and loading it in and setting up the light show and the PA and everything, and then loading it out and travelling on to the next place. And, yeah, it sort of all really kicked into gear in 92 with the release of the Outback Club album. And yeah, picked up a few gold guitars that January and then an Aria later that year, and then bang, I was on the road and didn't have to play in piano bars anymore.
How exciting, and it must just mean so much to you to sit back now and look at things. I'm going to throw a few statistics at you. 13 studio albums, 3 greatest hit packages, sold over 2 million copies of your albums in Australia alone, numerous awards, which I'm not even going to go through because there's just so many and we'll run out of time, 40 number one chart hits. How exciting is that? And it just must be so surreal.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely awesome. And when I can, you know, sing those songs on stage and tour around Australia and do what I do, it's just a dream come true.
Now, obviously you came from a very big musical family, but it must have been a great thing to have people that knew what the industry was like around you to support you and lift you up, because it's not easy at times.
Yeah, no, it's a tough industry, and anybody trying to break into it, you know, you need to have the planets align for it to really work. And you know, a lot of really talented people struggle to get the opportunities. Like, I remember visiting Keith Urban in Nashville, and that would have been probably early 90s, and he was sharing a house with his band members and his manager, and they were just living hand to mouth back then. Keith was, you know, mowing lawns just to pay the rent there. So the music industry, it giveth and it can taketh away, but when it does give, it gives good.
Yeah, it definitely does, and I think that that's something that a lot of people should know going into it, that it's not easy, but it's definitely very rewarding when things do happen. Obviously, over the years, you've been a very busy man, and you've got a whole list of dates coming up even now that you're just so busy. How do you sort of take that time to relax and have some downtime? What do you do in your downtime?
Well, I've got a place up in the McPherson Ranges, and I've got a 79 series Land Cruiser Ute that I absolutely love, Tari. And I just love getting up there, you know, lighting a fire, just kicking back. There's a creek that runs through, and just to sit by the creek and you listen to the water, you know, lapping over the rocks, and you know, having a Billy tea or whatever. I love that. I just love being out in the bush. You know, I get a lot of inspiration for songs when I'm out on the land. So that's my favourite thing to do when I'm not, you know, on the road and, you know, travelling through airports and getting my luggage lost.
It is important to take that step back occasionally and just have some you time, because obviously being on the road all the time would be very easy to get burnt out. Even though you love it, you do need that time to step back and get away for a little bit.
You know, get out and breathe the fresh air and be in the country. I've always found that the further west I head, the more the weight comes off the shoulders.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy, you know, road trips like out around, you know, head out to Texas, Gundawindi, out to like Charleville, and up into that country, Thargaminda. Maybe cross out over the border into South Australia, Innamincka, and up into Birdsville. I love that run, camping by Cooper Creek, and just meeting people, you know, meeting the locals and having a yarn with people. You get a lot of great song ideas out there.
The less reception there is out there too, like the less you have to be on social media, and I think it consumes so much of our lives, and it's such a big part of the music industry today, trying to keep up with all of that. But it's nice to step away and not have people messaging you every 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's kind of like a necessary evil, isn't it, the social media thing? It's got its good points in the way that you can really connect with people. I love the way it connects. But I see a lot of people spending a lot of time on it, you know. And the other thing is that with social media, it's not always real. You know, it's how people would like to be perceived, but not really what it is. So you got to take it all with a bit of a grain of salt.
It's everyone's highlight reel. They're not going to show you the worst bits of their life.
Yeah, you don't see the real side of life. But but it's all good, you know. And new technology is great, and the way that you can stream and communicate with people and get music out there right around the world, which we couldn't do, you know, back in the day. It was more you'd have to go out and buy the CD.
Triple A Murray Country, we're joined by Lee Kernighan here on Caffeinated Country, and we're just going to take a short break now and listen to some of Lee's greatest hits over the years, which include the amazing Boys from the Bush and She's My Ute.
Huh. I've been shearing sheep, we've been mustering stock. We've been culling out roots, we've been spraying the crops. We've been droving cattle up an old stock route. Now it's Saturday night, we pile in the ute. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. Well, the dog's in the back and the foot goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. Boys from the bush come in from the scrub. We've been out in the heat, we've been loading the trucks, been fixing fences, we've been choking on dust. We curse the rain, we curse the drought. Now it's Saturday night and we're all in the shout. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. We get high when the sun goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. And we're back in town. Well, we raise hell when the sun goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. Yeah, we're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. We get high when the sun goes down. Scrub. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. the war ago. It's hot out here, but you tough it out like an old brigalow. From the back of the Channel Country across the western plains, the roads are straight and dusty and the folks are much the same. Roots run strong and deep out here in a hack town, and we'll carry on down through the years in a hack town. It might be Thargaminda, might be Barkley Downs. There's a pub, much more. You're living in an old hat town. Stuck out in a heat haze, a half mile 60 zone. Just a ragtag bunch of buildings made of wood and tin and stone. There's a swag of stories, most of them are true, of how the locals pass the hat around, pull each other through. Roots run strong and deep out here in a hat town, and we'll carry on down through the years in a hat town. Well, it might be Thargaminda, it might be Barkley Downs. There's a pub and a store and not much more. Living in an old hat
sometimes, and he's proud of what he's done. And down by out the chook house. The King Brown was waiting to strike. Well, mate, you rushed in, and you probably saved my life, mate. We've been through thick and thin. Good times, you saved my skin. Jump right in. Now he's seen better days and he just hangs about. He's lost a few teeth now and his coat's fallen out. It'll break my heart after all we've done. Call his name and he don't come. Mate, been through thick and thin. Times you've saved my skin. When I needed a friend. Pasadena's on the edge of town. Saw a lot of pretty pickups, not a you to be found. A tinfoil buzz box, a bloke of bean nuts. Give me a six or a night before we'll make the dents and the dust and the grasshopper gut. I'll keep it that way. She's my youth and she's here to stay. Well, you can see them blowings in their 4x4s. Jumping up and down, about a scratch on the door. But I've got a yearn for every dent. A big red room, a pig or two, a hole in the roof that Carl shot through. She's got holes in a muffler and a gearbox clunk. I cursed her, call her a piece of old junk. When the work's been done at the end of the day, she's my ute, I'll keep it that way. She's my ute and she's here. She laid down the law. She said you can't keep that dirty old dude anymore. There comes a point when a man's gotta choose. Well, I told her straight, I'll stick with my mate. She's been gone a year, but the youth's still here. She's got holes in a muffler and a gearbox clunk. Piece of old junk.
my youth, I'll keep it that way. She's my youth, she's here to stay.
Your Country Fix Tonight is Australia's most loved country music identity and an outback icon. Please welcome Lee Kernaghan.
Triple A Murray Country, that was She's My Ute by Lee Kernaghan, who joins us on the line now. It's great to have you with us, Lee. Now, your new album's The Very Best of Lee Kernaghan, Three Decades of Hits. I'm so excited to be able to listen to them all in one place. But for you, how did you choose which songs go on one album? I mean, you've got so many and I'm sure they all mean something different to you. How hard was it to pick a certain amount to put on this Greatest Hits album?
You know, when you bring out a song, it's almost like a family member. It's part of the family. So it was hard to sort of isolate, you know, some from others. But I just poured myself a few drinks and kicked back in the studio and just listened to, you know, the journey, you know, of my, you know, 30 years in country. And each CD that I brought out, like it's the Three Decades of Hits comprises three albums. Mm. And the first album is the 90s, second album is the 2000s, and the third album is 2010 to 2020. Mm. So it was interesting to hear how the music changed going through the years. When I made that first album, the first decade, we recorded everything on tape. And it just sounds so good, you know, those analog recordings. Then it goes digital and it kind of, I think it probably amped up, got a little more rock. But, yeah, I tried to pick out the best moments throughout the 30 years.
Who did you get advice from on this? Did you have other people having their input on what they think should be on the album?
Well, I looked at the stats, you know, like on Spotify and Apple to see what people were really loving and listening to. And then I tried to fill out the hit music with songs that really were special to me and sometimes can get overlooked. Like even the Outback Club, it was never ever a single, but it had to be on the album because it was like a crowd hit. Same with I Milk Cows. It wasn't a single, but it was a big one. And then from the Outback Club, there were just some songs on there that, like Walking Out West. I just loved the sound of the tape and the recording. And it's just, I guess, giving people another chance to hear something that they might have missed along the way.
Now, you've got so many dates coming up and you're still touring. What's next for you? What's next in the life of Lee Kernaghan?
Well, last night at 3 a.m., I woke up and I had a song in my head, which I got my voice memo on my phone and I just sort of sang into it. And I put the phone down, tried to get back to sleep, and then another song came out. And then another one. And there was actually 9 songs last night between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. So I'm working on a new album.
You're like, could we do this at a more convenient time?
Yeah, I know. It's been a bit of a dry spell and then suddenly it all happens at once. But I hope to bring out a new album next year and resume normal touring again.
Well, it'd be great I think country music fans are really excited for people to resume normal touring again. You can just see that the shows that are already coming back, just the excitement on everyone's face and they just make it happen whether they've already got something on. I cancelled something the other day. I'm like, sorry, there's a gig on, got to go. So I think that everyone's very excited for it to be back. What would you tell some aspiring artists that might be trying to come through and really start? Obviously, social media is a big one that they've got to take on board as well that you didn't have back when you started. So what would you impart your wisdom on them?
Well, all I would say is that when they're looking to release a song, just ask yourself the question, will this song make a difference? Will it nourish my audience? The other two, that's the main criteria that I have when I decide whether a song makes it onto an album or it just gets shelved. So that's what I've tried to apply over the years.
That's very, very good advice. Now, I won't take up too much more of your time, but I've just got three questions that I ask everyone that comes on the show. One, what would you tell your younger self?
Oh, get ready. Strap yourself in. This is going to be a hell of a ride.
There's no words that could have prepared you for what would happen over your lifetime.
Yeah. Get ready to be surprised.
Two, what would be the weirdest rumor you've heard about yourself, if there's any?
The weirdest rumor that I've ever had about me.
Mm.
Actually, you stumped me.
My other question would be, what would you tell young artists to look for when building their team?
You want people with credibility and authenticity around you, because you're only as strong as your weakest link.
And because we're Caffeinated Country, how do you have your coffee?
My coffee is always strong and black. That's how I like it. And I have it every day. Love it.
Well, for the life you live, you really need that strong coffee to get you going in the morning. So
I haven't had it yet, but I need it.
Well, go and have it. Thank you so much for joining me today on Caffeinated Country, and I really appreciate your time.
No worries, Tari.
Sun up till sundown. He's doing what he can to make the wheels go round. In the shadow down the track, he knows how to bend his back. He's the salt of the earth. He's got a heart of gold. He's a member of the Outback Club. He don't back down and he don't give up. He's living in the land he loves. Born and raised, he's a member of the Outback Club. She rides the boundary fences with the blokes. She's a match for any man alive when she works them all. Before the job is done, there's another just begun. The kind of woman any man be proud of. She's a member of the Outback Club. She don't back down and she don't give up. She's living in the land she loves. Born and raised, she's a member of the Outback Club. Maybe just bringing out coal. They're out there working their fingers to the bone. They might be trucking the stock, or maybe working the mob. They got one thing in common, the country heart and soul. They're members of the Outback Club. They don't back down and they don't give up. All living in the land they love. Born and raised, they're members of the Outback Club. We're all members of the Outback Club. We don't back down and we don't give up. We're all living in the land we love. Born and raised, we're all members of the Outback Club. We're all members of the Outback Club. We don't back down and we don't give up. long enough to bog down in the bog. I got rambling fever in my blood. I got this rambling fever long ago when I first heard a lonesome whistle blow. Someone said I ever gave a damn. They damn sure told you wrong. I've had rambling fever all along. Rambling fever, the kind that can't be measured by degrees. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. Well, there's times I'd like to bed down on the sofa, let some pretty lady rub my back. Won't spend the early morning drinking coffee, talking about when I'll be coming back. 'Cause I don't let no woman tie me down.
That's right, House.
And I never get too old to get around.
That's right, too.
I'm gonna die along the highway and ride away like some old highland. This rambling fever in my soul. Rambling fever, the kind that can't be measured by degrees. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. Rambling fever, measured by degrees. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease.
Dirt track, a lost highway to a neon city, down a red-eye flight to LAX and on. Well, I walked the streets of London town, seen the Paris lights when the sun goes down, and every step just led me closer to where I wanna be. And all I wanna do is ride this road with you. Wherever you are, no matter how far, anywhere it leads. Well, you might be on some old back road or far across the sea. Baby, where you are is where I wanna be.
I went my own way, did my own thing, sang my own songs with the windows down along the freeway, in the fast lane to the coast.
Road with you, wherever you are, no matter how far, anywhere it leads. Well, you might be on some old back road or far across the sea. Baby, where you are, is where I wanna be. Baby, where you are, is where I wanna be.
to where I wanna be, and all I wanna do,
oh, baby,
is ride this road with you. Wherever you are, no matter how far, anywhere it leads,
anywhere it leads.
Well, you might be on some old back road,
back road,
or far across the sea.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, where you are is where I wanna be. Is where I wanna be.
It was answered 6:03. He sits down next to me. We were flying out across the Great Divide, bound for WA. He shook my hand and said g'day. There I was, Slim Dusty by my side. I was flying with the king, riding on the wind, a small town boy from nowhere, my head up in the clouds. All the times I heard him play, I was flying with the king. Was Trumby riding slow, 30,000 feet below, way down there around a fire of Gidgey coal. The desert stretching on, home to countless dusty songs. He was a man who walked a country mile. I was flying with the king, riding on the wind, a small town boy from nowhere, my head up in the clouds. All the times I heard him play, and here I was today. I was flying with the king. And before I knew the wheels touched down, he smiled and said, I'll see you around. There was so much more to say, but he was gone. And now he's gone. I was flying with the king, riding on the wind, a small town boy from nowhere, my head up in the clouds. And all the times I heard him play, and here I was today. I was flying, I was flying with the king.
You're listening to Caffeinated Country on Triple A, and what a night we have had listening to the stories of the one and only Lee Kernaghan. He is such an icon here in Australian country music, and so grateful and blessed to be able to have a piece of his time this evening and really hear where he's come from, but also where he's heading next. That's crazy. 9 songs in one night. If you did miss some of the chat this evening, or you would like to go back and have another listen, you can tune in this Saturday from 10 a.m. here on Triple A, or you can head over to our website, triplea.org.au, anywhere, anytime. Thank you for your time and for your company this evening. I will see you next week here on Triple A Murray Country.
The best way to stay up to date with Caffeinated Country is to follow Triple A Murray
and Tariana Olive on Instagram and Facebook. You can show your love and support by taking a screenshot of you listening to the program and adding it to your story. Be sure to tag us so we can share it.
If you got a chance.
It's been great, yeah, I know it's getting late, and they'll soon be telling us it's time to go. It's such a shame we have to part, it's like we only made a start, and all that I am saying is I reckon we'll be staying till it ends, till the sun comes round again. We ain't going nowhere, we're just hanging in. First to come, last to leave, that's the way it's gonna be. I'm not sure when we'll be back again, so we'll just be right here till it ends. We got high, we got low, we got drunk and we got sober, then we turned around and did it all again. We won't give up what we're good at, or we're out that welcome mat. Yeah, there ain't no need for closure, cause you know it's never over. Till it ends, till the sun comes round again. We ain't going nowhere, we're just hanging in. First to come, last to leave, that's the way it's gonna be. I'm not sure when we'll be back again, so we'll just be right here till it ends.
Luckiest man under the sun. She melts into that blue in his eyes, and she still falls in love with that boy after all this time. And when they play their favorite song, we know it won't be long till he's swinging her around like it's 1964. Her. Still wants to dance with her.
They waltzed right through the good times and bad, but he took the lead and he never let go of her hand. He melts into the green in her eyes, and he still falls in love with that girl after all this time.
And when they play their favorite song, we know it won't be long till he's swinging her around like it's 1964.
he still wants to dance with her. Playing that song, and he's swinging her around like it's 1964, swinging in love on their old kitchen floor. After all these years, he still can't take his eyes off her. Swinging her around like it's 1964, swinging in love on their old kitchen floor.
Road train dust on a blue track. It's cane fields getting lit, and it's combine lights before the dawn. It's a new LaRue sunset. It's 40,000 years of dreaming. The hot land keeps on beating. That's us flying down an old dirt road. That's us driving through fields of gold, getting high on a country station, rolling through this back road nation. And that's us, and I got you next to me. Right here is where I wanna be. We got a good vibration, living in this back road nation. It's free, it's a saltbush sea. It's pink eyes in flight. It's out of town, it's a tailgate down. It's a campfire in the night. A way of life, it's a life we're living. As long as this big world keeps spinning. That's us, flying down an old dirt road. That's us, driving through fields of gold, getting high on a country station, rolling through this back road nation. And that's us, and I got you next to me. Right here is where I wanna be. We got a good vibration, living in this back road nation. Ground, a road that never ends. It's a homeland song that when you're gone calls you home again. And that's us flying down an old dirt road and driving through fields of gold, getting high on a country station, rolling through this back road nation. That's us, and I got you next to me.